In the news today, President Barack Obama, on Wednesday, said the United States would not fight another ground war in Iraq. He commented after a top American general suggested some combat troops could be deployed. Mr. Obama spoke at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. He said U.S. troops will support Iraqi forces on the ground as they fight for their own country against these terrorists. But as your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. The president added, American forces that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission, and airstrikes would be the base of the U.S. effort to fight against the Islamic State. On Tuesday, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to lawmakers about the possibility of ground forces deployment in Iraq. The United States has proposed a discussion with North Korea in connection with three Americans detained in that country. The U.S. is considering sending a special U.S. diplomat to North Korea to secure their release. A diplomatic source spoke to VOA's Korean service. The source said the U.S. would not again propose sending Robert King. North Korea has twice rejected that diplomat. The U.S. is looking to free Americans Kenneth Bay, Matthew Todd Miller, and Jeffrey Fole. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi have signed three trade agreements. The deals are designed to expand trade relations between the countries. The agreements call for setting up an industrial park in Gujarat state. They also would create a sister city agreement between Ahmedabad, the largest city in Gujarat, and Guangzhou, capital of China's Guangdong province. Relations between the two have been strained by a long-term border dispute and distrust about each other's military strength. On Thursday, the people of Scotland will vote on whether to stay in the United Kingdom with England or be an independent country. So far, the opinion polls are evenly divided between the yes and no vote, and 8 to 14% of Scotland's 4.3 million voters are still undecided. Now, words in the news. Ground, noun, land, the earth's surface, soil. Detain, verb, to keep or hold. The police detained several suspects for questioning. Expand, verb, to make larger, to grow larger. Independent, adjective, not influenced by or controlled by another or others. Free, separate. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.